Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Twin suicide attacks in the western Syrian city of Homs, killing at least 42 people today. Syrian Observatory for Human Rights saying at least six attackers blew themselves up near the headquarters of both state security and military intelligence. There has been no claim of responsibility. President Trump won cheers from the Conservative Political Action Conference outside of Washington. VOA's Bill Gallo reports.
Thunderous applause for U.S. President Donald Trump as he took the stage at CPAC, the nation's largest annual gathering of conservative activists.
I love this place.
Trump then touted his distinct brand of conservatism, beginning with an attack on the media.
A few days ago, I called the fake news the enemy of the people, and they are. They are the enemy of the people.
Trump also defended his tough immigration policy.
Whether it's drugs or murder or other things, we're getting bad ones out.
And he promised a massive military buildup. Those are all traditional Republican policies. Trump's views on gay rights, protectionist trade proposals, and America First brand of nationalism, however, haven't always been well received at CPAC. Last year, Trump canceled his CPAC appearance at the last minute after conservative activists planned to stage a walkout during his speech. Bill Gallo, VOA News, The White House.
Senior Trump administration officials have confirmed White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus held a conversation with senior FBI officials about published news reports on alleged communications between officials from Mr. Trump's presidential campaign in Russia. The discussions could violate longstanding ethics rules restricting contact with the FBI on pending investigations. This is VOA News. The wife of a man who was killed in a shooting at a suburban Kansas City bar here in the U.S. says she wonders what the U.S. will do to stop hate crimes against minorities. Sunyana Dumala says she wants an answer why her husband was gunned down.
He has taken a life, a very lovable soul, from everyone. His parents, my parents, our entire family back home is in grief.
Witnesses said that the shooter yelled at two Indian men to get out of my country, then opened fire, killing Damala's husband and wounding two others. A bartender said the gunman used racial slurs before firing. International Organization for Migration reports a surge in the number of migrant deaths on the Mediterranean Sea's central route linking Libya to Italy in the first 2 months of the year. Lisa Schlein reporting now from Geneva.
The International Organization for Migration estimates 326 migrants and refugees have died this year while transiting by sea from Libya to Italy. While the numbers are alarming, IOM spokesman Joel Millman says they do not reflect the full scope of the sea tragedies.
There's a thriving business in kidnapping right now in Libya where people are being taken off the street, held to paid ransom, and then forced into these boats. Just because the ransom takers are done with them and they don't want to try to pick them up again.
He says smugglers have been stealing engines from the boats and leaving the vessels drifting in the water with people aboard. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Speaking to VOA, former U.S. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta says the apparent assassination of the estranged half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un reflects instability and uncertainty in the North Korean leadership. Kim Jong-nam died on February 13th after allegedly being poisoned by two women at Malaysia's Kuala Lumpur airport. Malaysian police say the poison used to kill Kim was the VX nerve agent, which is banned under the Chemical Weapons Convention, which North Korea never signed. While the investigation is still underway, police have arrested the women and one North Korean national. They are seeking seven other North Koreans, including one diplomat, in the Malaysian capital for questioning. The White House came under sharp criticism after blocking a number of news organizations from a daily question-and-answer session with the press secretary. Several news groups have been critical of President Trump, including CNN and the New York Times.
That's the latest world news from VOA.